shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark.
I don't know if this is gayest or straightest, actually, but I just really want to tell the story because
yeah,
it was extreme. I had a bunch of interviews today. I was all day in my little office doing like video conferencing with these different companies.
At home, yeah.
Yeah, my very first one was at 10:30. I got up about 10, kind of moseyed around. I had some oatmeal and some Chobani, and I had a cup of coffee and... started promptly at 10:30. Mm-hmm. At about 10:50, I got the holy crap, I need to crap feeling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On camera talking to this person, I shit my pants. I just like soft serve ice cream. It started coming out and I knew that they couldn't smell it or see anything that I just needed to do my best. I needed an Oscar for my performance on this.
Just hiding
today.
That.
Yep. Cause I was just like, I pinched it as hard as I could for as long as I could. And then that just wasn't enough.
I think
it just came out.
I think that's your straightest thing, because I think gay people have stronger control over their sphincters. Or maybe it's your gayest thing because it's loosened up. I don't know.
Never, ever. A very wise man once told me, never trust a fart. And I thought, I'm going to fart and I'm going to let a little bit out and then the pressure will go down and I'm buying myself 5-10 minutes by like letting a little air out.
Sure.
Not air.
No.
And like it, I just like, oh, it was humiliating. Yeah. It was humiliating.
Oh, here's what I've learned.
So, of course, I tell dozens of people so that are listening to the podcast.
In the same episode where you're like, send us dick pics. I want to date a trans guy. Happy Shark Week.
Happy Shark Week.
To all of us.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I pinched it as hard as I could for as long as I could, and then soft serve ice cream, it started coming out.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2908 of the BFO for right the 22th of March 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, it's the very end of Shark Week, Big Fatty! Yeah, hello, paper workers. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all just remember, whether it's a shark or a coil, the job's not over till the paperwork is done. But y'all, Shark Week is coming to an end. And y'all, today I'm playing some of my favorite Shark Week clips over the years. And I hope you enjoy me. Y'all, it was hard choosing some of these. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I'm not sure either one of these folks listen to the new show. I know one of them used to listen. Y'all, I've met this person at the Pride 48 one year, and what was the name of his little show? Big Fatty, I don't remember, but it's Tristan. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Tristan. Tristan is an interesting young man. He's kind of had a tough life, but I have faith that he's doing well. And Tristan, if you're still listening, just send Big Fatty a note and let me know how you're doing out there. I think I see you on the 20 every now and then. And y'all, the second person doesn't listen to the BFO, doesn't even know what the hell the BFO is. Big Fatty, that is a lucky person. But y'all, you hear her from time to time on the gayish illusion. Oh, Big Fatty, I know who it is. It's true. Y'all, it is Mama Johnson. Big Fatty, we love Mama Johnson. And y'all, Mama Johnson would probably love Shark Week. If Mama Johnson were to be listening to Shark Week, I would say, Mama Johnson, just out of curiosity, when Mike came shooting out of the birth canal, was there any sharding involved? Big Fatty, you have made it vulgar, it's true. But y'all, if you see Tristan or Mama Johnson or, just the gayish boys, wish them all a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. And not chocolate, though. Not during Shark Week. No chocolate cake during Shark Week. No, Big Fatty.
Vase, you know, I'm really upset about it, and I'm trying to do things, and I get the balloon out of the thing, and I'm cleaning, you know, rags to clean up all this fucking, I don't know how a little bud vase can hold so much water, but it did. It took like four towels to get all this water up and then take the shattered vase. And so I do all of that, and I've got to get upstairs and change so I can come back downstairs and feed the dogs and do everything. So I'm running upstairs with stuff to take upstairs, and I'm a little gassy, and I've been holding, this is going to be TMI.
Already is.
I've been holding the gas because I was in a cartoon session. You can't sit in a studio with other people and fart. It's just rude. So I'm going upstairs thinking, I finally can relieve myself, and I farted. And Lovies, it was a shart. I know.
I'm throwing up in my mouth.
I sharted. And it wasn't a little shart, Lovies. You know, it was one that I had to strip down and get into the shower.
I'm leaving if you continue.
I'm sorry.
This is gross. No one wants to hear about this.
I'm sure there are some Germans that want to hear about this. So I literally had to take another shower before I could go back downstairs and continue to, you know, feed the dogs and get the cocktails and make the Christmas. That was my day. I know, rough life, isn't it? But I just, you know, the universe, that's very unfair that I broke a vase and then crapped my pants.
I saw one of my cousins, and we told a story about one time he shit his pants in a Walmart. I won't blow up his spot.
Who has not shit their pants in a Walmart?
It happened to him and my mom, and he was probably like 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And so my mom waited outside the men's room and was like, I am here. Like, don't let anybody touch you.
Right.
Like, holler if something happens. I'm waiting outside. So I guess like 5 minutes go by, and like two teenage boys come running out of the bathroom like, what the fuck? My mom finally like was like, well, I have to go in there and like figure out what's going
right.
on. He's been there for a while. And my mom said it looked like a shit murder scene. It was like on the walls, on the Holy ceiling. She had to tell him to wait there while she went and bought him new clothes. Because he ruined his shirt.
She had to buy a case of baby wipes.
Like, she...
Poor thing, he didn't get his pants down fast enough.
Well, she didn't know what size he wore, and I guess when she brought him home, my aunt was like, why are your pants so short? that wasn't what you were wearing when you left.
Oh, hi, Big Fatty. It's Tom of Tom and Terry and the Chicagos. How are you? Hey, I know it's Shart Week, so I wanted to get a story out to you. And this isn't a story about me sharting, but it's about a shart that affected me in a way that I didn't appreciate, and I don't think I ever will. I was working a funeral one day, and at the end of the funeral, everyone's ushered out of the room. And the place that I was working had a kind of a side door going out to a back parking lot, and then the front door where everybody had been parked for this procession that would be leaving to go on to a cemetery. Well, anyway, this kind of a doddering old man walks by, and he looked confused, and he went out the side door, and I continued to usher people out. Well, after a while, this guy kind of peeked back in the door, and I wasn't always the most patient person, so I went over to where he was, and I said, sir, everyone's going out the front door. Your car is going to be parked out here, out the front of the building. So I basically insisted that this guy come back in the building and walk through the building and go out the other door. And that's where I made the biggest mistake of my day. Turns out he shit himself and must have been wearing boxers or something, because I would think that these little clumps of shit that were coming down his long pants and ending up on the carpeting. It would never have come out if he had briefs on. But anyway, as I'm escorting him through the building, little clumps of the greenest shit I have ever seen started coming down and out his little pant leg as we walked through the building. At least a dozen little clumps by the time I got him out the front door. And, of course, I let him right out the door and sent him directly to the car that he had come in, which I think must have been with his daughter. So she got to sit with him in his shit-laden pants and drive. And there was shit on his shoe and everything. I mean, there was shit everywhere. So I got him out, and I spent, you know, probably an hour with carpet cleaner trying to get this mess picked up. So sometimes other people shart, and we get ourselves involved when we shouldn't.
Remember New Year's Day in Philadelphia?
No.
Uh-oh. Me coming home with no pants?
Uh-oh.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember you not
Jimmy,
having pants.
Jimmy, tell the story.
It was only a fart, and it turned out to be like the biggest shit in the world. Not even
a
big loose one.
I don't remember.
And I remember, like, my coat came down. Don't you remember I had chaps on?
Oh, okay.
All right. So what I ended up doing the whole fucking day.
And this was pre-fisting.
No, it was around that time. What happened was Gavin was president of one of the clubs, so we had to go in the bar early. Yeah. All right. So we were at the bar at 9. So 9 in the morning, I started drinking.
Uh-oh.
Oh, by the way, New Year's Day is bigger than New Year's Eve in Philadelphia. Okay, so we were drinking, and it was like, oh, I had to let one rip. I had to fart. So I'm going up the stairs, and it was just like, I just let it go. And I was like, and it was like the biggest fucking mess in the world. Well, I ran in the bathroom, took off the chaps, took off my jeans, cleaned them the best I can, but put my chaps back on, all right? So I'd be fine in the bar, but I couldn't leave the bar the whole fucking day. And we didn't leave till like 10 o'clock that night.
Whoa.
All right? And I just remember we had taken the train in. Somewhere during the day, I'd lost my pants, okay? So I had a pair of chaps on. And I had to get home on public transportation with my pants hanging out. Luckily, my coat came down just like midway around my ass. And I remember standing up to get off the train, and the girl behind me, I mean, everybody was drunk on the train, but the girl behind me saw it. And thank God she was laughing so hard she couldn't like point or laugh. She just looked at me and I said, I lost them. And I ran off, like the doors opened and I ran off the train. So, but I could hear her screaming and like laughing so hard.
I love it, Jimmy.
So from where I park back to the back, like, you know, train themed playground, that's right about where I am. And I'm walking and I sneezed. And that's not all I did. I believe the term you kids are using these days is shat oneself. So it was one of those things where I'm like, oh God, did that actually happen? No. Yep. Nope. That actually happened. So I thought, okay, well, I know that since it's Memorial Day, they have all the bathrooms open. Because, you know, sometimes through the week, they only have like the two main ones unlocked and stuff. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll go to the bathroom. And, you know, the dog is being great. I only have to walk about 20 feet. I think this is fine, except the Kona shaved ice truck pulls up right in front of the playground. So what do all the parents have their kids do? Run to the bathroom to wash their hands. So I'm like, and I have a little dog with me, and I don't want to make eye contact with anyone. And I'm clenched cheeks running the dog in. So I walk in and there's like 20 little kids, and there was a mom who locked eyes with me, and in about a half a second, I said to her, girl, I just shit my pants, and now I'm holding a dog. Back off. And all the kids...
That's the title of this episode.
And all of the kids were like, puppy! And she's just like, let's let the lice lady go to the bathroom. I mean, there was no question she saw the look of fear on my face. There's no doubt. She knew what was happening. So I'm like, And it's one of those things where, you know, they have the hook on the back of the door for you to put your backpack or your purse. And I'm like trying to hook the leash.
Hook the dog.
Right. I'm hooking the leash on the thing. And of course, this dog is the best behaved dog in the world. And so she's just sitting there like, you know, what's happening? So then I have to do the indiscretion of taking off my shorts and my bathing suit bottoms with the dog that is literally in a foot wide area because the bathrooms in those parks are teeny tiny, especially the ones by a kid's area. They have like the little kiddie, teeny tiny kid stalls. I'm just like, okay, you know what? I'm throwing everything I have on away. It's fine.
I wanted to tell you, and Big Fatty can use this for Shart Week, a horrifying story of what happened to me at the car wash. I've been watching more what I eat, and so it includes a lot of whole grains, if you see where this is going. And so I had multigrain waffles with sugar-free syrup, and I can't believe it's not butter. I had had my breakfast, my waffles, and I went to Target to pick up some things, and I also went to Builder Square. I'd gone to Home Depot. I just wanted to rinse off my car to get some of the salt off of it, and it was misting, but I just wanted to get, you know, a layer of the dirt off and some of the salt off. So I go to the car wash, and I'm spraying off the car, and I'm like, oh no. All of a sudden, it's like, I have to go right that number two. So I'm freaking out because I know I can't even make it to the gas station across the street. And they had those big doors closed because it's been so cold lately, below zero. So they had the one side of the car wash bays cut off. So I was partially covered. And I'm like looking around, trying to make sure that there's no short closed circuit TV or anything. And I'm like, oh my God. And I've never done this before. But I had to go like right then. And so thank God I was in sweats. So I whip everything down and I leave. Like, it looked like a horse had been in there. Huge, just huge. And so I'm like, oh, I gotta hide the evidence. And so I spray it under my car, and then I can't find it anywhere, you know. So I have to pull my car up, and I had to break it, spray. I was still washing my car, so I had to keep putting quarters in the machine to keep the water going. So I can't, you know, I can't find it. And they have those big grates underneath. And so I pull my car back. I'm thinking, which is the best way not to, you know, for no suspicion. And I pull my car back and there it sits. And so I ended up spraying it down the grates of the car wash. Not my proudest moment. And anyone who would have entered the bay could have clearly detected something in the air. What was amazing though was it was so huge, but it didn't hurt going out. You know, it was just, I don't know, maybe it was a Dairy Queen effect or something, I don't know. But it was undetected, nobody was there. Thank God the owner who was there wasn't there by the time I left.
Oh, Owner Gussie, yo, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, and I hope you've enjoyed Shart Week, y'all. It's not meant to belittle people or anything, but y'all, it's something that happens to all of us, and y'all, it's just fun to laugh, and y'all, we need more laughter in our life, and hopefully Shart Week brought you a little bit of laughter. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the Gayish, and Mike, just out of curiosity, how did you celebrate Shart Week while you were over in Ireland?
I pinched it as hard as I could for as long as I could, and then soft serve ice cream, it started coming out.
Oh, tell us if you had an Irish shart on your trip.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yeah! We'll be right back. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.